This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. says it expects a big boost soon in the number of Americans and Afghans it's evacuating from the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
U.S. officials say the pace of evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies at the Kabul airport is picking up as a chaotic week draws to an end.
Every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
State Department spokesman Ned Price said Thursday 6,000 people had been newly cleared for evacuation, a major increase over previous days.
The United States military is undertaking a gargantuan airlift operation right now.
But with President Biden's August 31st deadline for complete withdrawal of U.S. troops less than 2 weeks away, it is unclear how many people are in need of evacuation.
Millions of students in Florida, Texas, and Arizona are now required to wear masks in class as school boards defy Republican governors and make face masks mandatory. In Florida, a judge is allowing a lawsuit to go forward on the controversial issue. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Leon County circuit judge was asked to dismiss a lawsuit that challenges Governor Ron DeSantis's ban against mask mandates and other restrictions. The judge refused to dismiss the case, meaning a three-day hearing can begin next week. Five of the state school districts are defying the governor's order, mandating masks unless there's a medical reason against it.
In San Francisco, if you want to eat, drink, or exercise indoors, you're going to have to show you're fully vaccinated. The order takes effect today, and it's one of the nation's toughest restrictions on unvaccinated people. A federal appellate court is refusing to delay an order reinstating a policy forcing thousands to wait in Mexico while seeking asylum in the U.S. This is AP News. More airline passengers behaving badly, says the FAA, and it says it's cracking down now on passengers who interfere with airline crews. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Federal officials say rowdy airline passengers have now racked up more than $1 million in potential fines this year. That's after the FAA proposed fines against 34 passengers, including two that topped $40,000. In one of the recent incidents, a man threw his carry-on bag at other passengers and put his head up the skirt of a flight attendant before he was restrained with plastic ties. The FAA said this week that airlines have reported about 3,900 incidents of unruly passengers this year, most of them involving refusal to wear a mask. I'm Shelley Adler.
Air travel in the U.S. is now at about 80% of what it was before the pandemic, but airlines have been cutting the number of flights, resulting in crowded airplanes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.